USA News, I'm John Schaefer. A New York judge has rejected Donald Trump's plea to halt penalties in his civil fraud case while he appeals. The request to suspend the enforcement of over $450 million in penalties was denied Wednesday. Trump's legal team proposed a $100 million bond during the appeals process, citing inability to cover the full amount. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said on Wednesday on the Senate floor that lawmakers are very close to reaching an agreement to fund the government and prevent a shutdown by the end of the week.
I'm hopeful that soon we will have an agreement for keeping the government open beyond Friday's deadline. We'll keep working very diligently today, and I ask my colleagues to stay flexible and be ready to act quickly when the time comes.
If Congress does not take action, parts of the government will face a shutdown starting Friday night, with a complete shutdown looming by March 8th. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell announced Wednesday that he will step down from his GOP leadership position in November, citing the need for the next generation of leadership.
Now it's 2024. I'm now 82. As Ecclesiastes tells us, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose.
McConnell said he will remain in his role until the November elections and that he will serve out the remainder of his term, which concludes in January 2027. Hunter Biden told House Republicans that his father was never engaged in any of his business endeavors. He testified behind closed doors Wednesday in the Republican-led impeachment inquiry into the president. The Super Tuesday primaries on March 5th could effectively pave the way for a Biden-Trump rematch in November. Former President Trump currently holds a delegate lead of 122-24 over Nikki Haley, putting him potentially within a few hundred delegates of securing the Republican nomination. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Comedian Richard Lewis has passed away at the age of 76. He died at his Los Angeles residence Tuesday following a heart attack. Lewis had disclosed his battle with Parkinson's disease last year. He notably portrayed a fictionalized version of himself on the popular series Curb Your Enthusiasm. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has declared a disaster in 60 counties due to a wildfire in the Texas Panhandle. The Smokehouse Creek Fire, which has consumed 500,000 acres since Monday, is expected to expand further. According to the Texas A&M Forest Service, this wildfire ranks as the second largest in the state's history. Say it ain't so. Many Macy's stores will be closing. Laura Winters reports.
Turning now to the economy, your favorite Macy's store could be closing over the next 3 years. The company says 150 underperforming stores, about 30% of its locations, will shut down. 350 stores will remain open. We only know of one store for sure that's closing in San Francisco. The area has become extremely dangerous and overrun with homeless people and drugs.
Chrysler's recalling over 338,000 Jeep Grand Cherokees due to a steering wheel problem that could result in the wheel coming loose and causing drivers to lose control. The recall encompasses 2021 through 23 Jeep Grand Cherokee L and 2022 and 23 Jeep Grand Cherokee models. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.